CliffCentral.com.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen?
Yo, yo, yo.
It's the Millennial Gen. We live right now.
Happy Friday. Another one.
Happy Friday, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, me and Mark are back here again. Adair's the one who missed last week.
Yeah, so I missed last week.
How I missed those days.
Yo, dude, I had a terrible allergic reaction. Like, that was bad, dog. I almost died. Anyway, we got a dope-ass show prepared for you guys today. Yeah, we're live at the Garden and Lifestyle Center.
No, he means the Lifestyle Home and Garden Center.
I always mess it up, bro.
Yes, like, he does. And this place is huge,
dude,
guys.
It's massive.
I mean, I know most of our generation don't have gardens, but yeah. I mean, if you want a couple of plants for your room or a little something.
Not that those plants. Like, we do have the duck a couple coming later on today, but we ain't talking about those
plants. You just have a filthy mind. I was talking about genuine trees, you know, like a cacti, something along those lines.
Why is my mind filthy? Because I'm talking about
the type of plants you were talking about. But
I was in the seed section. I didn't find
well,
any nice
I mean, the Ducker couple are going to come on and tell you why they ain't filthy plants in
okay.
a bit. So,
fair point. Fair point.
That's true.
And then also, we have the beautiful Astrid Brown coming on a little bit later. Yeah, man.
I'm excited for that. But, like, to start us off, we also have some local heat. The boy is Stefan Marais.
Hey, what's up, Stefan?
How are you guys doing today?
You all right, bro?
Well, we're at the Lifestyle Garden Center in Rand Park Ridge, so we're doing
garden
a
garden center.
It's quite a vibe. It's quite a vibe. I don't think I've ever been in on a radio station sort of thing, you know.
I mean, this
in
is
a lifestyle
like outside of the studio.
This is
weird,
the first time we've like actually had a mobile podcast. So
yes,
this
mean,
is the first for us as well.
We are making waves, are
have
we
you,
not?
Have
we
you
are
checked out this place, though?
I have actually. I used to come here when I was a kid and
really?
Play
really?
Here, and there's like a jungle gym vibe.
Dude,
at the back
huge.
There.
They probably
yeah,
have a roller coaster. Okay, let me not say roller coaster.
That's a bit of false advertising.
They have rides, but I mean, when you're five, anything that moves is a roller coaster. Let's be real.
I mean, they've got like little go karts, like. Like
no,
it's a small thing.
No, those are
like
trolleys for the plants.
Yeah.
But what's really cool is like there's people around us, you know, there's people who are buying things and, you know, getting ready for the hard work that's coming this weekend.
Yeah.
this is like renovation.
Real live. We in the community, man.
Right?
This is what adulting looks like.
Yeah.
All around you. Exactly what adulting looks like.
It makes me a bit uncomfortable, I won't lie to you. But yeah, no, dude, this place is crazy. Like, there's even an art gallery here.
Yeah,
bro.
There's a little kids hairdresser place here.
Dude,
if you want to get your nails
bro. You said you wanted to cut your hair.
Yeah, not today, bro.
Not today.
All right, okay. I mean, but like a little bit of housekeeping. If you have any questions for our guests, sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there was just a spider crawling all over the community.
So if you have any questions for us, our guests, please check us out on our Instagram page at the Millennial Gen.
Slide in them DMs.
Send us a message. We're going to be live in a little bit, you know. So, do what you got to do.
So, without further ado, let's go on to you, Stefan. We believe you're going to be playing two songs for us today.
Yeah.
So, what is the first one? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, just to give you a bit of a background, I'm actually currently working on changing my sound.
Oh,
so, I'm going from, you know, like, as what is known as an indie singer, acoustic singer, I'm going to more of like a James Blake vibe.
Nice.
So using a lot of like harmonies and falsetto and you know more production wise instead of acoustics. So,
I vibe with that, bro. I like it.
But unfortunately, that's not ready yet. So I'm gonna play you some of my stuff that I do.
I guess you're gonna have to come on again.
I think
you'll join us
too.
Again one day.
We love telling the artists that like. It just
but yeah, my music, the alternative and indie music. It's very, it's written about like, a lot of the songs are written about love and like my past experience with love. I didn't really know what love is, so, you know, as I grow, I learn,
deep.
And why not write about it?
Okay, so should we get, let's hear you and then let's chat more
let's
about
go.
You cool. and your music.
So I'm going to play you a song called, I called it the intro, it's a song I never finished, but it's basically about, you know, you have this friend that you really, really like, but you've been friends for so long.
That friend.
And you don't know what's happening. You don't know what's happening.
Painful.
Are there feelings? What's cutting?
The friend zone is a dangerous place.
It's called intro.
Let's go.
Take it away, man.
Thank you.
echo. Nasty to you, please let me know. And after knowing you for so long, it is still you who confuses me. So please tell me what it is you want. Boy, maybe we will break apart now and die cry. I cry and I cry to you, and I cry to you.
Short and sweet.
That was deep, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tear coming down my eye. That was dope. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
That was, wow, I'm a little bit speechless.
A little bit of a crowd has started to, like, you know, take interest. I think halfway through the next song, there will probably be, like, everyone. Yeah.
That's always fun.
So, I mean, you said
come
you
do your shopping and listen
you said
to
you want to switch up your sound.
Yeah.
So, like,
so I have been working on it. So what I mean is it's a lot more, you know, like three-part harmony kind of vibes. So, I don't know how to explain it to you, but it's like James Blake in a way, you know. I'm working towards that because I feel like in a way that the indie scene is sort of dying out because there's new things happening, man. There's new, you know, new things happening. And I think for, especially for my generation, people are more into that kind of music. So yeah, I'm working on that, and I've completed a song, but not performance ready yet. So,
well, are we keen to hear it, bro? We keen for you to get to that stage.
100%.
I mean, your vocal range is crazy, dog.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm keen to hear the next one. So I think let's jump straight into that one.
I mean, wait. Cool. First of all, why don't you tell the people where they can find you? Like your
social media. That would help, man. So my name is Stephan Mare. It's spelled Stephane. So it's almost like Stephanie, but it's Stefan.
Let me just change my...
And my handle is Stefan Mare 2 on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. I'll also be playing at Millipop, which is a festival in Mpumalanga. Really big festival, really, really cool vibes.
That's pretty dope. Mm.
And I'm doing a couple of shows, which is interesting. So I'm doing my own set, and then I'm doing a couple of sets with like techno DJs and doing vocals for that. So it's completely different. It's
That's
a completely
cool.
different
when
like
is
dark.
Cool.
That will be from the 21st of March till the 25th of March.
Cool. So can you get us tickets?
Maybe. If you behave.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I mean, damn. All right. So tell us a bit about your next song, mate.
So this song has quite a special place in my heart. It's the first song I ever wrote. I was in grade 9 at the time.
Okay.
And yeah, it took a while to kind of develop and get there, but I think eventually it got to the point. And the song's basically about, you know, you think of someone that I'm basically thinking about someone that I've never met.
Nice.
So I have this whole future planned, but I have no idea with who, you know, kind of
deep
thing.
Shit. Yeah, planning the future with someone you ain't even met yet.
Yeah. Just create a short film.
I mean, make it so you make it, you know?
Definitely.
That's what they say.
Definitely.
Fake my girlfriend, so.
You know?
Someone can make it.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Enough about me.
Alright.
I sit here quietly and watch the sun rise, thinking about someone that I've never met. tired of reflecting on painful goodbyes. Put an open love, always losing the bet. If time is a canvas, will you be the colors? This time it's something that I won't regret. There's so many things that we could discover. I'll be Romeo and you Juliet. Wanting to hold you, to see your face, to take you away to a better place. Feels so right, too good to be true. I just can't stop thinking of you. My friends say that I might regret losing my heart to a girl I've never met. Say there is nothing I can do. I just can't stop thinking of you. No, 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 thinking of you. I believe you were made for me. But I wonder if that could possibly be. I'm tired of being so alone and blue. But I always smile when I'm thinking of you. Wanting to hold you, to see your face, to take you away to a better place. Feels so right, too good to be true. I just can't stop thinking of you. My friends say that I might regret losing my heart to a girl I've never met. Say there is nothing I can do. I just can't stop thinking of you. No, 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 thinking of you. Yeah. I sit here quietly and watch the sunset. Thinking about someone that I've never met. Oh.
Damn.
Stefan, you done killed the game.
Thank you.
You definitely just said Stephanie, though, bro. You definitely just said Stephanie.
Me?
Yes, you.
What do you mean?
You definitely just said Stephanie, bro.
So, bro.
So, Stefan.
Anyways. Steph for short.
So, there we go.
You wrote that song in grade 9.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
For real.
Like, yes. How long did it take you?
Well, so I got the basics of the song, obviously, and I think by the beginning of grade 10, my grade 10 year, I finished the song.
Interesting.
Completely. Interesting. Yeah, and it's weird. I haven't actually released any of my music.
Whoa.
Fun fact.
Because
I've never
that shit out there, bro.
I've always seen more like room for improvement. So as the years go on, the songs develop more and more and more, and the day I get happy or become happy with what the product, the end product is, I think then I'll release it.
Hey, bro, let us be a part of your growth, dog.
100%.
Please. You need to post your,
no,
like,
I should,
your work so that
definitely
people can see, like, you know, the development, yeah, and the stages
see
that
the
you've
journey
gone through.
That's,
yeah,
very
we,
true.
We
actually
literally are that platform.
Yeah, yeah. That's what
we're
the
platform
for, you know?
For creatives to get their stuff out there. So
100%.
So you say your work isn't out there? Now it is.
Now, bro, it is. So I'll definitely pop it next time.
Yeah,
right?
You have to.
All right, man.
But so,
thank you so much for coming, Stefan.
Thank you for
thank
having
you
me.
You're like welcome. You're welcome.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Much love.
Definitely.
One love.
One
stay
love
shining.
Indeed.
Stay smiling.
Yeah. And
keep
come
pushing
to the Lifestyle Home and Garden Center.
Hey.
Drops mic.
Yeah. So we're gonna come back with
a lady hopefully most of y'all will know, and if you don't know it now,
you will know.
For sure.
Fact.
All right, so we got Sativa coming up now. No, I lie. I messed it all up.
Damn it,
you know, technical difficulties.
Miss one show and then you're just like...
This day and age, mate.
Busy it's blaming like, the technology when it's okay. His fault.
Dog,
I'm back. I look like a pharaoh. Fuck your story, tell nigga, pull up. Shit and piss on your head, nigga, clocking. Grab my check out the mail room, then back in. Papa, daddy, Warbucks, like Warhol with an eight ball and a paintbrush. I'm AWOL, but I ain't done. Full time killing, bad hole driller. Chowder for the kitten, mellow yellow lemon. I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. Yeah, same time stealing, same squad chilling, begging for the pit. Can't you see I'm living? I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. You see me shining, nigga. The silver lining, nickel plated refinery, never sweating the minor words is the most honorable. No bullshit in me, constant laxatives in your child away. That's the shit I can't condone. Full power until we reach the maximum. Gonna all my worries, I'm loony, absolutely out my dome. Stacking my capital, I call in my legacy. Now tell me, is you with me? With me, chaperone. Full time killing, bad hole driller. Chowder for the kitten, mellow yellow lemon. I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. Yeah, same time stealing, same squad chilling, begging for the pit. Can't you see I'm living? I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up.
Yo.
All right.
Welcome back, millennials, on this beautiful Friday. Welcome back to the Millennial Gen Show. This is Kanye Palmer. To my right, we have...
Mark Peckham.
And we have next to him...
Yao Majesty, a.k.a. Yao.
Yeah. And today, right now, we have a dope-ass guest, guys.
I mean, we just...
A dope fire flame speeder.
We just came out, like, with glowed up, you know, Anderson Pack. And our guest is looking glowed up.
Glowed up. We have the beautiful... Miss Astrid Brown. Welcome again, son. Say what's up to the people, you know.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing on this beautiful Friday?
I'm good, thank you.
And you good? You good? Got any plans for the weekend?
Things just come up, you know, and you just go with the flow. I don't really make plans.
Just want to tell this guy that you're busy.
Suggestions. So you're open for suggestions, right?
I am.
Okay, I'll wait. Duly noted, guys. Really nice. Should we get back to the show?
Now? I can see glowed up right now.
Wow.
Okay, so we've got one of the most bad fly honeys in SA at the moment, making waves, Miss Astrid. Why don't you tell everybody a bit about yourself? You know, let them know how you're blowing up in the SA music industry.
Stop. Okay, my name is Astrid Brown, and I'm a singer, songwriter. I do R&B music. I'm currently under the record label Playground Productions. And yeah, I have a track out right now. It's called Four. And it's a club banger. And yeah.
We're going to play that one a little bit later. And actually, we have your manager, my bad brother. We didn't introduce you. Speak into the mic and tell the beautiful people what your name is, sir.
How you guys doing, man? My name is Jerry.
Jerry. What's up, Jerry? All right.
That was so cool.
Jerry comes in like an R&B manager for real.
I'm telling you.
Gotta play your part, man.
And that's dope. So how long have you been a manager for, man?
About 3 years now, just about.
Mm. Yeah. So you guys have been blowing up together.
Yeah, Playground's how I do the most. So we have Astrid Brown, Arigato Young Swiss.
He's also one of our
artists. We have Ricky Tyler.
Yeah.
So we've got a power little production company.
Trying.
Okay.
So, moving swiftly along, what would you say inspires your music, such as Four?
Just... Everything, really. Everything.
Like garden senses.
For today, yes. I was really hoping there was like some, you know, some stuff nyana to go with the garden.
Some herbs to go with the greenery. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
the ingredients here for the herb garden.
I believe that's aisle six.
But yeah, just everything is life experiences.
Nice.
Dreams, wishes, like just everything.
I mean,
really.
Like your video for Four, your music video, it was dope as hell. It's dope as hell.
I know, it's okay.
Sure.
So like judging from like that music video, would you say popular culture plays a big part in today's music industry?
Of course. I think today more than ever, definitely.
So you'd say like definitely popular culture influenced that music video? I mean, it was actually...
I'd say so, but it's more about like my lifestyle.
Your lifestyle.
It's more about my lifestyle. Like, it's lit all the time. I'm not just lit for the video.
It's not just lit for the gram.
Nah.
So that's basically like a documentary.
It's just a little snippet.
Okay. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you work. You're in a parking lot, you're in a club. It doesn't matter where you are.
Garden centers.
Yeah, you guys want to see how Miss Astrid Brown lives her life on the weekend. You can go to the millennialgen.com.
Not only the weekend.
Check out the music video.
She lit during the week.
The whole weekend.
All day, every day.
I can't believe man's even said she's lit in a parking lot. Please explain.
Have you seen the music video?
Yeah, starts in a parking lot.
I have. I know, but like, I mean,
because
during the week? In a parking lot?
Yeah.
Club growing up on a Tuesday.
I do my grocery shopping on Tuesdays.
Wow. See, that's living on the wild side.
Yeah, bro, you gotta get lit, like, any excuse. Woolworths.
Woolworths, chicken, shop right on me.
Doing the most.
Oh my gosh.
That's dope. So, I mean, why don't you tell us about some of the creatives that inspire you?
I would say, firstly, the people that I work with. I work with like amazing musicians and producers, and they inspire you in so many ways, and they help me grow.
Nice.
And musicians, I'd say musicians like Jhené Aiko.
Okay, that's my girl,
Damn.
I'm DDB.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yeah, just like a whole lot of people. Like, I can't think of everyone right now, but locally, I'd say people like Shakan and
I wouldn't lie, the first time I was introduced to you, like your stuff, I thought you were basically South Africa's version or response to IMDDB.
Really?
I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I had the same thoughts. I can't even
you
lie.
You just made my day.
Gas her up.
Thank you.
Isn't that your job?
I like to tag in guys from time to time, you know?
Come with Quavo, like the ad-libs and shit, man.
Yeah.
Thank you very
so
much.
So you work closely with like Young Swiss and Ricky Martin, as you guys said.
Ricky Tyler.
Ricky Martin.
Not even knowing what I'm saying. Like, shit. Okay. Yeah. Well, moving on from that, do you have like any collaborations planned with them? Any like projects coming up?
That you can speak of, that is, because I know some of those are always.
No, we want the inside scoop.
We're always making music because we're always like at the studio together and whatever. And if I feel like, okay, Ricky fits into this track or the feel of the song, I'd be like, yo, Ricky, do something on it. But yeah, we've got. I wouldn't say like a whole project with either one of them. Maybe in the future, but for now I'm working like on my own projects. But in terms of collaborating with the people that I work with all the time.
Okay. I like that.
Well, so I think now let's give the people what they want to hear.
Yeah.
They want to hear, you know, the songs behind all of these aspirations and inspirations.
I mean, Young Swiss was on Four.
Yeah, he is.
Let's give them Four.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know what it is, Astrid Brown, Young Swiss. Wow.
The DJ.
I did it
again.
That's two for two now, hey?
I missed 1 week. I come back like,
what's happening?
Can I play the actual song now?
Okay, no, wait. Let me give people a disclaimer. This is a new setup. Man's ain't used to it. You know, just clear my name.
Just admit that you're fucked up.
Come on with the excuses, man. Okay, just play the damn song for the beautiful people.
Okay, here we go.
Duffel bag overflowing on my own.
Club banger.
Banger.
No, that was a club banger indeed.
Certified club banger.
Oh. And you must also go check out the music video. It's just as dope.
Dude. Yeah.
Actually,
I mean, the damn thing.
I mean, thank you. I think so. The question we should have asked, like, first is, tell us where you're from.
Yeah.
Where's your hood?
Rip your hood.
I'm from the south of Johannesburg in El Dorado Park.
Ooh.
What was that? Yeah,
also a reaction, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
ooh.
You know when you see, like,
forgive them,
either
hype
feisty men. Girl or something. Yeah.
Like,
you bought it.
No, but I was reading the other day, and I think El Dorado, it means something like the golden city.
City of gold.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's lying. He got that from a Disney movie. No.
Dude, I was reading for history. It's the city of gold. They thought it was in like Peru or something.
Mm.
And apparently it's supposed to be like the chosen place.
Oh,
you're from the chosen land, girl.
I don't think that's
so. I'm trying to rip her hood. She's not even trying to rip her hood. Like,
I'm
damn,
man. She's just going at it from a weird angle. We accept him. It's okay.
Yeah.
But you know, I probably thought you were about to quote Black Panther.
I'm going
to
so close.
My God. Close.
Yeah, so now everyone knows a lot about my research.
Thank you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's on the way, get the people a little bit excited.
Okay, so I plan on dropping new music really soon. I can't really say when, because I'm working on it and I want it to be perfect before I drop it. And I'm also working on my EP, on a project, which is going to be really different. Well, I aim for it to be really different from, like, the norm. So I'm really excited about it.
Can you at least tell the people the name, you know, to give them something?
No. Okay, so tell them.
That was so easy.
Tell them where they can find you.
Yeah.
So and your when you're about to drop it, they'll know.
Okay. So I'm on Instagram and on Twitter at @Astrid_Brown and on Facebook at Astrid Brown Music. And you can find my music on Apple Music, on Google Play, like everywhere. It's like her.
But it's Astrid with a Y. Astrid with a Y.
A-S-T-R-Y-D. Brown like the color.
Okay.
B-R-A-Q.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No.
And I was literally just about to say, I don't think you can misspell Brown.
Yeah.
There goes Mark breaking barriers.
That's what happens when you assume things.
All right.
B-R-O-W-N.
Okay.
Just for control.
That makes more sense.
Well, I mean, we want to thank you so much
thank
for coming
for
in.
Me.
It was incredible. Your music is dope.
Thank
you. You're a fire flame speaker.
Thank you.
You're from the city of gold.
Hey.
So keep doing what you're doing.
Thank
I was talking about
you.
Honestly.
Thank you very much.
So please just keep doing what you're doing and keep killing it. And thank you so much. Mr. Manager.
Shout out to you guys, man.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for the support. Thank you for listening.
Do you want to, Mr. Jerry, do you want to plug yourself a bit?
Sure. You can catch the boy at Twisted Pieces, and then catch the squad at Playground Productions, PGP, and at @Playground_SA. That's for everything else.
Damn, dog. That was like a twisted what?
That's a good, you gotta invite me over. I'll tell you the whole story about it.
That's cool. We can do that.
Twisted it. Shook my soul. Damn. Okay.
So, all right.
It's a conversation starter.
Up next, we do have the Dacha couple.
Yes, we are.
Where are they?
Stick around.
I
want to
say what's up.
Stick around.
But first, we have one more of Astrid tracks, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so we have.
Deja vu?
No, not deja vu.
You play They Know. Okay.
What about
They Know?
No, They Know. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
All right. And so that one more time. Thanks again. Have a beautiful
Thank you.
Friday,
Boom.
Guys.
They Know.
Thank you.
They know. They know. They know.
Guys, Astrid Brown, honestly,
down. Yeah. Like, they ain't they stopping know. That girl. She's going straight to the top.
God. Straight to the top.
Straight to the top.
Hey. But today, I mean now, guys, we now. Have another guest for you.
I'm so excited for this. Mom, I hope you're listening.
Drum roll, please. We have one half of the Dacha couple, Miss Myrtle. Thank you so much for coming today.
Hello, everybody. Oh, I really am honoured to be amongst all these good-looking men around the table. Glad Jules is so far away.
Thank you so much for coming. So, I mean, the theme for this little segment of the show, naturally because you are half of the Dacha couple, is smoking responsibly. And in a weird, it's an attempt to dispel some of the negativeness that about all of our parents have.
Yes.
So, I mean,
lots of people like are just misinformed about the whole topic.
The whole thing,
so
yeah.
It's true.
You know, we thought, why best? I mean,
this is the best way to inform people.
I mean,
you know?
People have their own perception about millennials, and it's the same with Dacha. So we thought
it made sense to just put them hand in hand, you know? Right?
Well, I think that the millennial generation, and I'm probably old enough to be one of your mother, the thing with the millennials is that you are probably the first generation to be stigma-free when it comes to cannabis, Dacha. Hmm. I think there's very few millennials who haven't seen through the stigma. It's been 100 years of prohibition, and it's been 100 years of the most successful propaganda campaign ever.
That's true. Mm.
And I mean, I still have friends, my own personal friends, that are still stuck in that old stigma. So thank you very much. It's a very, very important thing. We call it hashtag Proudly Green. Coming out of the cannabis closet, the more people that come out of the cannabis closet, the better for us, but the better for our campaign.
I agree. What
that's
good.
That's good.
I mean, there's too many people getting locked up for... like a senseless crime, and it's not even a crime in my eyes.
Well, you know, you can't believe. You need to see our inbox.
No, I
People don't believe us when they say there's 1,000 arrests per day for Dacha in South Africa.
Wow.
Okay? I mean, it's absolutely crazy, and people don't get it until they are arrested.
No, that's true.
And this
that's
is the time true. Now. Here we are on a Friday afternoon. The cops are cruising around. We're right here near Honeydew Police Station, which is one of the worst police stations for profiling young people and picking them up off of the street. And if you've got some Dacha in your pocket this afternoon, and those cops cruise past you and like, he looks like a bit of a stoner, and they decide to stop and search you, you're going to spend the weekend in jail.
Sure.
And it will possibly be one of the worst things that's ever happened to your entire life.
I've heard terrible stories. I mean, you guys actually helped one of my friends get out of a sticky situation with the police. So I'm sure I'll thank you on his behalf.
That's a pleasure. Yeah, we help people every day. We have our joint. The Q Project, which helps anybody and everybody who is arrested. Just yesterday, I went with Join the Q team, and we went up to Bushbuck Ridge in Mpumalanga to help a traditional healer who had been arrested for growing plants in her garden. Julian is in Maseru supporting the activists there, because now some white foreign companies have been given licenses to grow in Maseru, but they are in Lesotho, but they're still arresting their citizens.
Sure.
So the millennial generation really has that responsibility to take forward this thing that cannabis can only be good for you if used responsibly.
Yeah, I mean, there was that bill passed in Cape Town last year, and I know there's a bit of uncertainty surrounding it because a lot of people are unsure whether like cannabis is legal in Cape Town or Johannesburg or if it's legal at all. Can you just like... get rid of, like, clear the air and just explain to people what exactly is the situation in Johannesburg or in South Africa when it comes to
that bill.
That bill.
Yes, sure. It's also probably the second most popular question in our inbox. It was very confusing because a lot of websites and media outlets used the clickbait that said cannabis is legal for personal use now in South Africa. I mean, we even are featured on international maps about cannabis legalization when they have all the little colors around on the map as somewhere where it is legal, and it is absolutely not legal in South Africa anywhere. It's not legal in the Western Cape, and it's not legal in any of the other provinces. What happened is that Jeremy Acton from the Dacha Party, Russ Gareth Prince, and a whole lot of other people had a separate case to us in the Western Cape. And what the court found was that it was unconstitutional to raid people's homes. Didn't matter if you were growing, using, possessing, cultivating, whatever you were doing, but it was an invasion of your privacy. So they made that judgment. And it was an extensive and very good judgment. But our government being our government, they have unlimited resources for their legal teams, so they decided to appeal that decision. So immediately that decision was put on hold. Then and there in March last year, then that was taken, that appeal was taken to the Constitutional Court last November, and that is where we are now. We're in legal limbo. All of us. We joined the Constitutional Court case together with the Khoisan people and together with some other people, and now we are awaiting the Constitutional Court's outcome. And that outcome is either going to be, okay, let's move forward and it will be legal in South Africa, or myself and Julian and our co-plaintiffs will have to go back to Pretoria and finish our trial that we started last year. So that's also not finished. So it's all up in the air. Please be safe. Please be careful. It's not legal in any form, not for medicine, not for anything.
It's a tough kind of line, I'm sure.
It's the moral gray area at the moment.
Moving swiftly along. So then with all that being said and with your views on marijuana itself, would you say it's a gateway drug, as a lot of people do think?
I think that's one of the most sour old lemons of all of them.
Thank you.
You know, and that's one that came up in court, and it's really, really tiring. And I think that that's the millennial generation with their access, unprecedented access to technology and information. And well, it just takes a little Google search and you can dispel that myth.
Yeah.
But it's a very easy myth for people to understand, because people are very, very scared of drugs. They don't realize that up to 90% of people who take drugs don't ever develop any sort of substance use disorder. But that being said, people are so scared of heroin and tick and meth and all of this that that's the most convenient excuse to use.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Wow. I mean, wow. Okay. Thank
I'm sure. Cause I mean, I wanted to dispel that, clear the air on that whole issue, because a lot of people, like, were thinking, no, you know, weed's illegal now.
That's one of the biggest things everyone heard, like you said. What other myths would you really want to dispel now that you have this platform?
The other favorite one is, what about the children? What about the children? It's going to fry their brains. And the Minister of Social Development in Gauteng, the MEC, actually said on a radio station, the Dacha couple, all they want to do is make billions and make billions and sell their Dacha in our communities and schools. You know, people want to, as a society at large, we want to protect our children. Of course, that is the most basic human instinct, to protect our children. But to use that against us, and just as an example now, in the UK, there's a very severely epileptic young boy. He's 6 years old, and the UK government will not let him use cannabis. His parents have proved that cannabis helps his epilepsy. But they, what about the children? What about the children? That's medicine, okay? And it does not fry a young person's brain. You should not be using this under the age of 18, because it's a conscious altering thing. So you should not. We do never recommend using it under the age of 18. You can't drive until you're 18. You can't drink until you're 18. It's just something one has to draw the line somewhere.
Yes.
But the scare tactics about what about the children? The children are far more intelligent than people think.
That's very true. I mean, could you please just educate some of the listeners on how to be responsible, or maybe some precautions and warnings to watch out for? Like you said, only starting after 18 and such.
Yes, you know, one's mind and one's body needs to develop, and that is why, as human beings, we've got a sort of slow growing process. And you've got to be patient to try things that are only for adults, okay? But the best advice that I would give young people is, do not go and buy from street dealers. I'm not here to knock the street dealers, okay, not for 1 minute. But do not put you in a situation where your instinct tells you that this is not a safe thing to do, okay? That is, if you buy from a street dealer, it is, you are most likely to be arrested. And as we have always said, the most dangerous thing about cannabis is being arrested. And young people feel all sort of gung-ho, and they feel brave, and they go and buy it at the garage on the corner or the dude that's loitering around, and that is when you will be followed. Or you never know, and it's not very common, but it has been known, the cannabis has been known to be mixed with other things.
Yes, that is also and so, a very big risk.
And also know your instinct. I mean, if you like to smoke weed and you're over 18 years old, you know what weed smells like. So when you get your little baggie of weed, you smell it and you look at it. And you, if there's anything that's untoward and it doesn't smell right, you throw it in the bin right now. You know, just follow your instinct.
Mm. Okay. Well, thank you. That was spectacular.
Very, yeah.
I mean, where can people find you if they want to join the music movement, as it were?
Okay. Can I give a little punch for our event in April? Okay. So we're having our 420 D-Day. This is our sixth year. We're keeping the venue secret, but it is in Johannesburg. It's within 30 kilometers of downtown Johannesburg and 45 kilometers of downtown Pretoria. And please join us. It's going to be a great new venue, outdoor, in a park, green grass, all of that. So you can find everything about the event on our Facebook page. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. Then our nonprofit company, Fields of Green for All, is also, you can find us on the website, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
So on Twitter and Instagram, it's just at the Dacha Couple, correct?
Yes, it's okay. At the Dacha Couple.
Perfect, perfect. I mean,
yeah, we'll put the details for 20 Day on our website as well.
Yes,
so people, you know, www.themillennialgen.com, you know.
You know. So just a young disclaimer from the Millennial Gen. We are not saying we are pro-marijuana. We are just saying we give everyone the right and the choice to do it amongst their own frame of mind. So be responsible and don't blame us if you do start.
If you do get arrested.
Yes. But thank you so much, so much. It was a pleasure having you here today. Thank you for educating the listeners.
Yeah.
And I
especially us.
So I know people are gonna start getting involved with your page and looking at it because it's a great initiative in my opinion. So yeah, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. That was a pleasure. And we're here to answer any of your questions and we're here to help you if you're arrested.
Yeah.
You know it.
You know it.
All right, guys.
Thanks.
So
bye-bye.
That's pretty much it for,
this
the Millennial Gen.
Yeah.
Friday.
Thank you so much for tuning in, guys.
So can you just tell the listeners where we are one more time? Because
So we are at the Lifestyle Home and Garden Center in Rand Park. Like, for reals, you should check it out.
Yeah, just check it out, guys.
They really do have just about everything. They even have a preemie here so you can get drunk in the garden.
Guys,
do the damn thing, guys.
There are seats for days.
There's, you know...
I mean, like, yeah, we have the Dacha Couple here. If you know you want to do your thing, I'm sure they have all this blaz here.
Just check aisle 6. Wink, wink, lunch night. But yeah, from me at Kanye Palmer on Instagram, thank you so much. Have a spectacular Friday.
And from me, Mark Packham on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, have a lovely day.
And it's your boy, Yao, signing off. You know what it is, the Millennial Gen. See you guys again next week. CliffCentral.com.